Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Cook, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, it's a very, very special time for astronomy because we are in the month of October in 2020, which is the 200-year anniversary of the foundation of the observatory. And this is the observatory in Observatory. And here to tell us all about how we are marking this very special occasion is Dr. Daniel Connemer, who's the science engagement astronomer at the South African Astronomical Observatory, which is still being used for its original purpose. How extraordinary. So good afternoon, Daniel.
Hi, Ketchel. Thanks for having me.
So now, tell us all about what kinds of events are you doing to mark this occasion?
Yeah, so it's a big event. Your 200-year anniversary doesn't come around very often. There are various events planned for next week. One of the big ones is on Tuesday, the 20th, is the official 200-year anniversary. So 200 years to the day since the establishment of the observatory. And that morning we'll see celebration and the unveiling of the observatory as a national heritage site. So the site was declared a national heritage site towards the end of 2018. And this is the official unveiling of it, where we will be unveiling the plaque marking the national heritage site status. And this is recognizing the incredible significance of the site to astronomy and the nation. That's a very, very exciting event that will be streamed online and free. So anyone can join. It will be on our YouTube, Facebook, and also on our website. So you can join in however you wish on that morning at 10 a.m. And we will have addresses from the Minister of Science and Innovation and others discussing this incredible event. So that's a very exciting event happening on Tuesday morning. We also are hosting an astronomy symposium, which is discussing various aspects of astronomy over the past 200 years and then looking forward to the future too. So it's not just a research meeting. We'll be talking about research. We'll be talking about the history of the observatory. We'll be talking about the socioeconomic aspects of astronomy and the observatory itself, and looking to the future and some of the exciting projects that are coming, things like the SKA. So we have addresses by the SKA director. We have an address by the International Astronomical Union president, and various other high-level addresses, which will be highlighting astronomy. It'll be a little bit more specialist, but it is open to any interested members of the public, and you can also find that information on our website, saao.ac.za. We've organized a virtual festival. Obviously, everything has to be virtual, and that'll also be running next week. So we have workshops, public lectures, competitions. We even have a star party with Master KG. I'm not sure if fine music radio listeners know who Master KG is, but maybe a Jerusalem occasionally on fine music radio. We also have an astrophotography competition, an astro art competition, which is running for the whole month, where followers can submit their photos of the night sky. These don't necessarily have to be with a fancy camera. You can take a photo of the moon with your cell phone and submit that. And also, if you feel inspired, you're welcome to draw something or paint something and submit that. And there are various prizes for that. We'll be giving away tablets and laptops and showing those art pieces in our new visitor center, which will be coming next year.
So there's an awful lot going on to mark this 200-year anniversary, and there'll also be this new visitor centre that will be opening next year. I'm sure you and others will be telling Fine Music Radio listeners about this. Well, it's fantastic. I'm going to put the website details on the podcast so people can, if they didn't quite catch saao.ac.za, then it'll be there. Thank you so much for telling us all about these wonderful events, and I do hope Fine Music Radio listeners will be participating. Thanks, Daniel.
My pleasure, Ketchel.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.
FMR 101.3.